Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, I was on with Joe in the morning, and at the end of the show, we talked a little bit on the Extendo Sports about offer sheets. So a couple things about offer sheets, all right? First of all, something I went and just kind of took a look at to make sure when it comes to the Sabres, okay? The Sabres, they cannot offer sheet certain levels this year. Okay, because offer sheets are based on you have to have your own, the ability to have your own certain draft picks to compensate if you do actually wind up signing the player and taking him away. So, according to Puckpedia, which is actually where I went and looked at how they do this because they do a really good job of this, Puckpedia, they actually have it broken down of which teams are eligible to have certain offer sheets or not have other offer sheets. The Sabres are, they have the ability to offer sheet someone who's an RFA the maximum amount, which is $11.7 million and above. That's a lot. They'd have to give up 4 first-round picks. That would be something they have available to them. I don't see it happening, but just saying that is possible. However, the Sabres cannot, they're not eligible to offer the next two levels of offer sheets. Anything from 9.3 to 11.7 or anything from 7 to 9.3. So really the JJ Paterka type of deal is not available to the Sabres to offer anybody out there. I mean, someone called up earlier and said, go offer Matthew Knies. You can't offer him 7.07 million to 9.3 on an offer sheet because AAV, because you don't have the necessary compensation. And the reason they don't have it is because they don't have their second round pick next year. It requires 2 firsts. The top level that they can't do, the number 2 overall level, I should say, requires 2 first round picks and next year's second. The 7.02 to 9.3 million sheet requires a first next year and a second next year and a third next year. They don't have next year's second round pick. They can't do it. They can, however, offer sheet someone from 4.68 to 7.02 because that only requires next year's first and next year's third. So if you're thinking of an offer sheet for the Sabres, we've been thinking the other way, right? Is JJ going to get offer sheeted? I don't think Jack Quinn will. I mean, I don't think who else is eligible for an offer sheet? Ryan McLeod, right? I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does, you know, the Sabres would receive the compensation in return. We don't think the other way as much. I mean, people have thought about it and said it. We've been focused so much on JJ. But the Sabres can go offer sheet, guys. They just can't offer sheet them really anywhere from 7 million to 11.7 because they don't have the necessary compensation available to them without a second round pick next year. You have to have your own second round pick. It's kind of weird the way the NHL does it. Even if you trade for a second round pick, you got to kind of have your own, I guess. So I don't like that. We talked also about how Joe Sakic, terrific hockey player, Colorado Avalanche, mostly for his career, was offer sheeted by the New York Rangers back in 1997. And the Avs weren't going to be able to match it. But the production company, owned by the same people that own the Avalanche, that year had made a movie called Air Force One with Harrison Ford. And, you know, as Joe said, famous line, get off my plane. And because of the money that came in from that movie, they were actually able to find the cash to be able to match the offer sheet, which was totally wild. So I brought that up yesterday, and several of you tweeted in at me. There's actually a documentary on that. It's called Saving Sakic. Pretty interesting, right? Pretty cool. I need to go watch this. I have not seen Saving Sakic. Have not watched it yet. I need to watch it. Bulldog said it dragged on a little bit at times, but it was still very informative. So I need to watch that. But there was one last night that I did wind up seeing because it was on last night. So last night went to the Bisons game, and with many people I work with at Odyssey, while others at Odyssey and were playing in the 11-day power play. Josh, you played last night, right? You played in the 11-day power play?
Yes, I did.
My apologies for not bringing it up until now. How did that go for you guys?
We won. Owen got player of the game. He stood on his head quite a few times. Derek Kramer got a hat trick.
What?
Yeah, and I had two goalposts. So super
no
good
goals,
time for
me. Just two goalposts?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Great time for me. That's why I play goalie. But Owen outranks me in that department.
Well, so. I did not hit any goalposts, so I respect the hell out of your two goalposts. I just want you to know that, pal, okay?
I appreciate
great
it.
Great job. How'd you feel after that?
Very sore. I actually cramped up. Like, my last shift ended a little early because my quads cramped up and I had to get off the ice. And thankfully, the nice trainer in the hallway helped me get my quads back up to speed. And I'm playing again tonight with Derek's team. I'll be in between the pipes tonight, though, so it'll be a little bit of a different feeling for me tonight. So playing 9 to midnight if anyone wants to come out and watch us have a good time.
Yeah, that's great. Who did you guys play against yesterday?
The Western New York Media All-Stars, and we won once again. I think it was 15-11 was the final score, I believe. Somewhere around there.
I love it. Great job, man. That's awesome. Raising a lot of money. Tomorrow, this weekend, is the Ride for Roswell, and we have a lot of people here involved in that. You know that we've been promoting that, and you can ride with Bulldog and our team. I'm going to be out at the Ride for Roswell tomorrow and helping to kick off the event from UB. So if you're riding, you'll see me, and I respect the hell out of all of you doing that because I know that I'm not riding. I am talking. It's what I do. Maybe one of these years I'll ride. This is my kind of first introduction into the Ride for Roswell from this aspect. I know all about it from people who ride, and it's amazing what all of you are doing, raising so much money. It's a super well-organized event. I can't wait to be a part of it tomorrow in my small capacity, but I'll be up on the stage at UB kicking it off for a lot of you and talking and then watching you do the I got the easy job. You all have the hard job but the fun job, which is cool, and raising money, which is great. So if you're a part of that, really look forward to seeing people at UB tomorrow. I'll be a part of that. Bulldog will be riding. I know we have several riders here from WGR, so very, very cool, and Odyssey. So thank you so much. I retweeted Bulldog's post from earlier today. If you want to continue to donate to him, riding in the Ride for Roswell, we have all that going on this weekend, and tomorrow morning we'll be there over at UB. So last night went to the Bisons game, like I said, and it was like they were like down 11-0. They came back. What was the final score? They were down 12-8 in the ninth, but they came back. They were down 11-0. And, you know, it was still a fun time being with a lot of people I work with and haven't seen maybe in a while here at Odyssey. Then when I went home, I'm like, all right, kind of bumping around, get on TV. And Max starts watching a documentary on Alex Ovechkin. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. What's it called? The Great Chase, I think it's called, something like that. And it was
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pretty cool. And they went through and showed, you know, the goals leading up to the ultimate goals where he breaks Wayne Gretzky's record, Gordie Howe, then Wayne Gretzky and all that. Right after that, is the documentary, the E60, called Unrivaled. Have you seen it yet, Josh? The one on the Red Wings and Avalanche that came out a few years ago?
I haven't, but I've been meaning to see that one because it looks so good.
It does. It's pretty long, but in that kind of steered me away from it a couple times when it was on. I'm like, man, I don't have the time to invest. I want to watch the whole thing. But we're just hanging out together. I'm like, oh, let me tell you about it. And I'm just a sucker for telling my son about like the history of these things, right? That's part of the reason I love watching it last night and some of these other docs that come on, because not just is it the entertainment value, I get to watch and tell Max like, oh my God, I got to tell you what happened here and why this is. And here's the backstory. And if you watch it, you'll learn more. Like I kind of fill them in a little bit in the blanks, I guess, and get them into it. And I get to relive it that way. So that part is super cool for me. Man, it was really good. It was really good. Unrivaled. It examines the rivalry in the late 90s, 96, 97, especially between the Colorado Avalanche and the Detroit Red Wings. And the hit that Claude Lemieux put on Chris Draper when he checked him into the bench area and like broke his face basically into a lot of pieces in a lot of ways. And Darren McCarty and everything went out. He literally, McCarty and Lemieux, who these guys like this, they hated each other. We went after him. He came after the next year in the regular season, you know, beat him up basically. And they're on the stage together talking about this. And it was super cool watching it and seeing it through their lens and hearing the stories and talking about it and all the different backstories to it and the suspensions that came and Scotty Bowman and Lemieux meeting in a hallway and on a bus. How about that? Like, Bowman's on the bus, on the team bus. He's the head coach of the Red Wings at the time. Lemieux walks by the team bus, and Bowman kind of steps off and says something to him as Lemieux's walking with his kid. And his kid, who's, by the way, being held, and that kid is Brendan Lemieux, who was drafted by the Sabres years later. And he said, I handed the kid, my son, off to my wife. And he said, I put one foot on that team bus and said, you know, what do you got to say or something? And then he kind of laughed and said, because I knew all the tough guys were in the back. All the guys who just scored goals were in the front of the bus. So it was kind of funny. Really good documentary. Really, really well done. Enjoyed it last night. So that's one I watched last night, Unrivaled. And that was after the Alex Ovechkin documentary. The other thing that I've watched recently has nothing to do with hockey. But I watched it recently. Started watching on a plane, I think. And then finally finished the only 4 episodes on Netflix. There is a show on Netflix called Adolescence, okay? And I don't love watching stuff like this, but I kind of started, I watched the trailer. I'm like, all right, let me see. And the reason I don't love watching it is because I have an adolescent for a son. And it's tough to watch if you have an adolescent for a son. I think it's tough to watch for anybody. But if you have an adolescent kid, I think it's even more tough to watch. And the gist of the story is it's in the UK and a younger boy, I think he's, 13 at the time is what it is. He is, he's accused of murdering a classmate. And that's what the show is about. But there's only 4 episodes. But what's really interesting to me, so I'm watching this. And I think you get through the first episode and you're like, did he do it? Did he not do it? They don't really follow the story of that. Each of the 4 episodes is kind of about how it impacts all of the people in the lives of this boy and the family and the cops investigating and the classmates and It's super interesting. Very dark. Not something I will tell you that I recommend if you don't love things like that. Like, don't watch it. But at the same time, if you know what you got going in, you say, okay, like, this is tough to watch, but I'm going to watch it because it's a good lesson. And one of the lessons, it's really kind of a lot about social media and kids being on social media and the things that they're dealing with today that maybe we don't know as parents. And I learned some things about it. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. Like, that's what kids are, that's what that means on social media. That's what that means on Instagram. And wow, right? I mean, a lot of lessons being taken away. But the other really interesting thing about, totally unrelated to all that, is the way it was shot. So Josh, I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, but I'm watching this show. And the first episode, I'm like, boy, there's something weird about how they're filming this. And then I realized it. It's all done with one camera. All of it.
Oh, those are their best.
They're following a person. Yep. Someone else then, they go through like 3-4 minutes with that person. Someone walks by a hallway. They transition away from the person they're on and just keep following the other person now and go through the next 5-10 minutes with them. And it keeps happening.
The movie 1917 was filmed the same way. And it was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was revolutionary at the time because it was like a full movie was shot with one. Yes. Like one shot. And like, it just, stuff like that is awesome. I love watching where it's just like you can tell, like, you're just like in the perspective of one person. And like you said, then you, all of a sudden you shift, but it doesn't feel like you're shifting because you're still in the same scene. And it's so good.
Yeah. And that's what happened throughout. All four episodes are like this. So it opens up and they're following something happening and they're following a person up the stairs into the bedroom. You know, it's very, you know, like that kind of action packed. They're not switching camera angles. But then even when the kind of scene is over, it's still the same camera because then they follow that person down the stairs and go outside and follow the next person who's going down the road in their car, a different person, and they're in the car with them. It's really wild. And I've never seen it like that. And people said, well, it's done like that intentionally. Well, of course it is, right? I mean, you wouldn't think otherwise. But it kind of adds to, like you said, the perspective and the intimacy of what you're watching. Anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there because it was something I finally finished. I started watching it a few weeks ago. And got through one episode, then another maybe last week, and then finally got through all four episodes. And if you have an adolescent kid, it's a good lesson to watch it. It's also very tough to watch. So I'm just giving you that fair warning going in. All right, that being said, enough of that. We'll come back and wrap up and preview tonight one more time the NHL draft starting tonight at 7 p.m. here on WGR. And of course, the Sabres picking 9th overall. We'll wrap up your Friday as we head into NHL draft night here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.